Proclamation number 7382 of 15th of July, 1959. Redeemer work in the afterlife. Great is the joy of the souls who found salvation through you and your cooperation, be it on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond, for they were all in great hardship as long as they were apart from God, thus still bound in their guilt of sin to the adversary who oppressed them in every way and tried to prevent such souls from finding salvation. This is where the help of fellow human beings has to start, who carry out the work of salvation through intercession for the souls of the departed or through proclamation of the gospel among fellow human beings and again wrest new souls from the adversary and lead them to God. And as soon as a soul has found its way back to God, its greatest need has been remedied and it is blissfully happy about its redemption and now seeks to do the same work in turn. To help the souls far away from God to find the path to God and thus to himself. All this is certainly work which is not very recognizable to fellow human beings as beneficial activity because it only ever concerns the soul's well-being and is therefore outwardly regarded as of little use. And yet, it is one of the most important activities a person can do in earthly life because it saves the soul from eternal death, even though the body falls prey to physical death. But the soul's existence is assured in beatitude, for the soul cannot pass away, but the state it is in is decisive, for this can be beatitude or death. But if the soul is in the state of bliss, then it is in the state of life, which now has no end. And if the soul has been in the state of death for a long time in the kingdom of the beyond, it is incomparably blissful for it when it has escaped this state and has attained life through your help, which is why you cannot do enough redeeming work through intercession for such souls if you want to help them attain life from death. This is a work of greatest mercy, a work of greatest neighborly love, for such souls are dependent on your help through intercession and they will eternally thank you for it and in turn help the other wretched beings in the beyond in the same way. But without this intercession they are too weak to reach the light of their own will, and therefore the first help must be given to them through your love and the will to bring them help in their adversity. Every loving thought towards them has an effect as strength and will not fail to have an effect. They feel every loving thought to be beneficial, and it encourages them to approach you and listen to you if you mentally impart the gospel to them, which they now also accept because it is offered to them in love. Love redeems and brings the soul's salvation from their adversity, which you include in your loving prayer so that they can escape the adversary's power. Amen.